And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm not sure why our feed from RBN has dropped in volume, but it really, really has. I'll have to look at that after the show. All right, so we're continuing on this discussion where the U.S. government has basically given British Petroleum a get-out-of-jail-free card, saying they're not criminally liable for anything to do with the Gulf oil disaster, which not only means they're not going to be charged criminally and thrown in jail, but it basically puts the end to any civil lawsuits that British Petroleum is looking at in terms of the damage inflicted around the Gulf. We're sorry that you all lost your livelihood and your homes and your health, but it's a systemic problem. Nothing anybody can do. Systemic is government speak for act of God. In other words, tough luck. This is just the way it is. We're not going to fix it. You're just going to have to leave to live with it. And they're talking about systemic problem. As we were pointing out before the station ID break, part of the systemic problem was the government's own Minerals Management Service, which was accepting gifts, including sexual favors, from the oil companies they're supposed to be overseeing, and basically just let them do what they wanted to do. Let them fill out their own safety reports, let them fill out their own inventories on which the taxes collected on the oil leases were calculated. The Minerals Management Service was behaving as if they worked for the oil company rather than for the U.S. government. They got caught reading porn on their government-provided computers. That seems to be epidemic around Washington, D.C. these days. And again, if you want to talk about systemic, it's the system that is the problem. We have the Securities Exchange Commission. 12 years, they let Bernie Madoff with the loot screw his own investors to the tune of $65 billion. Bureau of Mine Safety wasn't paying attention. We had that mine disaster last year. And on and on and on and on. All of these government agencies that collect their taxpayer-funded salaries are supposed to be taking care of the country, and they're not doing the job. So in a way, the U.S. government is right. It's a systemic failure. What they don't want to admit is it's the government's own systems that failed. We expect corporations to cut corners. We expect corporations to take reckless chances in the names of profitability. It's the government's job to say, don't do that. It's the government's job to say, you will use an acoustic blowout preventer, like every other oil-producing region does, in order to prevent this kind of disaster from happening. And the system broke down. The system is corrupt and incompetent. Now, over in Great Britain, they're getting ready for more civil unrest. They're trying to basically say, oh, it's those gosh darn students. But it isn't. There's union members involved, labor leaders. I mean, the situation in Britain is as bad as here in the United States of America, and for exactly the same reason. They're in the grip of a private central bank that lives by the creed, the people must make do with less so that we may have more. It's all about those private central banks. It's the new means of enslavement. It's the new nobility. Remember that story we had a couple of weeks back where there was a banker, bank executive from one of the big banks involved in a hit and run in Los Angeles, and they let him go. Because, you know, the arrest might interfere with his job. Bankers are the new nobility. Forget about all that lord and lady crud. You know, the bankers, they're the nobility. They're above the law. Remember when Ursabat Bathory was killing off all the people in her domain just for kicks and giggles, and they couldn't arrest her for it because the nobility were above the law? Well, the same thing is here. Look at what the bankers have done to America, and not one of them has been put in handcuffs yet, except for Bernie Madoff, and only because he really screwed up badly. You know something? We're always talking about terrorism and all the rest of that stuff. There is not a terrorist in history who could have done more damage to the United States of America than Wall Street did in the last 10 years. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Britain is bracing for more civil unrest. And it's happening all around the world because the message that is coming down from the bankers on high continues to be, you must make do with less so that we may have more. You must make do with less so that we may have war. Have more. Look at how many homeless people are in America right now, made homeless by this reckless foreclosure process so that Wall Street executives can wear $100,000 wristwatches and chow down on $150 hamburgers. And they think that's cool. It's the way it's supposed to be. And people around the world are saying, no, we are not going to be impoverished by our government to pay off the gambling debts of a bunch of reckless bankers who are running a Ponzi scheme on the world. And that's exactly what it is. There is a reason that when the United States of America was founded, there was no private central bank, because the founding fathers of America had seen with their own eyes the destruction that is visited across an entire society and people when a private central bank is brought into creation. They saw it with the Bank of England, which enriched its owners and the nobility who were party to the scam, while driving the general population of Britain into the poverty and starvation and squalor that you see depicted in the works of Charles Dickens, or was typical of what was found in the East End during the time of Jack the Ripper. Those people did not desire to live that way. It was an artifact of the private central banking system. Our founding fathers, following the privations of the Currency Act imposed by King George III, said there will be no private central bank in the United States. And that's why they gave the Treasury the power to create all the money, to spend it into circulation for whatever the government needed to have produced, allow it to circulate through the population without charging interest for its use, and then was taxed back to the government to basically square out the books. It was a zero-sum game. Taxes equaled money spent. But the bankers of Europe hated that idea. They hated the idea of a government creating its own money. Their model was, and had been for hundreds of years, governments have to borrow their money from the bankers and then tax their people to pay the interest. Now, we've had three of these private central banks here in the United States of America. All three have brought the nation to the edge of ruin while enriching their owners. Why do you think the Federal Reserve is fighting an audit tooth and nail? They understand if the American people ever got the merest hint of the incredible amount of wealth that has been sucked out of the American people and put into the pockets of these bankers, the American people would revolt. I'm surprised they haven't already. But it's a pyramid scheme, and it has to collapse. And they're just going to grab their goodies and skedaddle to the next host country they can parasitize. And the reason is very simple. All private central banks are a trap. You know, they bait governments into the trap with lots of gold and lots of goodies, and then they spring the trap. And the trap is really very simple. The instant that first printed piece of paper goes into circulation at interest, it's a product of a loan. This is not a unit of value, it's a unit of debt. And the instant that first Federal Reserve note goes into circulation, more money is owed to the private central bank than is actually in existence. I don't know why this is such a hard concept for people to get. I was having dinner with my wife and a family friend, and I was trying to explain why the Federal Reserve has caused such trouble. And I said, it's really very simple. Here, it's a Federal Reserve note. I, the Federal Reserve Bank, am going to loan this to you. Okay, and you use it, and now you pay me back plus interest. And she gives me back the paper note, and I say, okay, where's the interest? And she says, what interest? I said, well, there was a 5% interest on that. And she says, well, where does that come from? And I said, aha, that's the trap. Because more money is, the debt always exceeds the available capital. That's why you're forever enslaved to the private central bank. You can never get out. Person in the chat room said, wave that $100 bill around. I wish. It's one. So it's a trap, and it's a pyramid scheme, because the only way they can pay the interest on the old money is to create new money, and the only way under our system new money is created is to find more borrowers. So the Federal Reserve is a pyramid scheme, and it works only so long as they're constantly finding a larger and larger pool of borrowers. Young people, students especially, is the new bottom layer of the pyramid. And these new borrowers create the new money that circulates through the system that is then used to pay the interest on the old money. That's why they always talk about the growth of the economy, and they chose that word to fool you, because we all think the economy is growing. Oh, that must be a good thing. No, because what's growing is the total indebtedness. The total debt grows. That's what they mean by growth of the economy. When they reach a situation where everybody is borrowed to the hilt, when they reach a situation where they cannot find new borrowers to justify the creation of new money to keep the system going, it starts to collapse. And that's what's been going on for the last couple of years. Now, the government and the Federal Reserve, because they can't talk the American people into borrowing anymore, they're borrowing for you. That's what TARP and the bailouts have all been about. We're going to borrow money on your behalf in order to justify its creation to pump back into the system. And they pour it all over Wall Street. And because it's obeying these rather arbitrary rules that were created by the Federal Reserve System for the Federal Reserve System's own benefit, they think, okay, I guess this is all right. You know, if you really think about it, modern economics is very much like a religion. The rules are arbitrary. It's all based on paper illusion. And everybody goes around thinking that if we obey the beliefs and we follow the rules written out in the catechism, that all will be well. But it's a fantasy. It's a construct. None of this stuff has any real worth. It's only if people believe that this has value and power that the system continues. And as more and more Americans become heretics, and they understand that the rules of the Federal Reserve System are not a universal revealed absolute, but merely a convenient set of rules to guarantee the flow of wealth from those who make it to those who desire it, people are going to say, I'm not going to be part of that system anymore. And I think that's what's happening in these states who are passing their own currency laws and sovereignty laws and saying, you know something? The Federal Reserve is a Ponzi scheme. It was never what was intended for the United States of America. It is a con game. Even the president who signed the Federal Reserve Act, Woodrow Wilson, admitted it was the biggest mistake of his career to do so. We need a leader of enough moral courage to stand up and say, okay, Federal Reserve, you have made enough money off the backs of the American people. It's time to call it quits. And sadly, we do not have any leaders of that moral courage anymore. The last one appears to have been John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated 5 months after signing Executive Order 11110, which was intended to give the American people a monetary system that operated independent of the Federal Reserve, called the U.S. note. And I get a lot of emails from people saying, oh, don't be ridiculous. It was Lee Harvey Oswald. The banks had nothing to do with the Kennedy assassination. Okay, then you tell me why the Warren Commission included among its members John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. I don't care how good a banker he is. He's not qualified to investigate a homicide, which is what we were told the Warren Commission was all about. I don't think so. I think McCloy was there to keep the lid on the influence of the money people in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, because John F. Kennedy dared to defy the Federal Reserve System. We all know that the bankers are the new nobility, and they're above the law. They can do whatever they want, including whack an inconvenient president. All right, we're going to go to Scott in Wisconsin. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Michael, brother. I was listening to you earlier. I caught you about this oil spill. I wanted to read this to you that was cut off today, hot off the press, off Liberty News.
Mm-hmm.
It was by Dar Jarmel. Listen to this. If I could read it to you, just a little part of it, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Doctor attributes widespread sickness of toxic chemicals from the Gulf of Mexico's catastrophe. Pronounce this, forgive me on some of these. Despite BG having capped its well in the Gulf of Mexico in July, the health-related after effects of the disaster subsist. Gulf Coast residents and BP cleanup workers have linked to the source of certain illnesses of chemical presented in BP's oil and toxic dispersants using to sink it, illness that appears to be spreading and worsening. It goes on to say, Dr. Rodney Soto, a medical doctor in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, has been testing and treating patients with high level of oil-related chemicals in their bloodstreams.
Mm-hmm.
These are commonly referred to as volatile organic compounds.
Volatile.
VOC, yeah.
Volatile.
Right. Just help me
okay.
out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Anthroponogenic, VOC from BP's oil disaster, are toxics and have the negative chronic health effects. I'll finish up. Dr. Soto is finding disconcertingly consist of high levels of toxic chemicals in every one of his patients he is testing.
Yeah, well, that would hardly be surprising. I mean, considering how long it's been circulating around down there, we understand very clearly that the local doctors and local media and local authorities down on the Gulf know they've got a major problem on their hands. And what we're seeing is the government of the United States and the corporate media are basically trying to treat this the way the Soviet leadership and Pravda and Izvestia initially tried to deal with Chernobyl. And sooner or later, it's going to come back on them. Thanks a lot for the call, Scott. We'll be right back.
Bye.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm just checking on the commentary that's attached to that article on Helen Thomas' new gig at the Falls Church News Press. And I think this is one of the best comments I've heard so far. I'm sorry for the squeaking in the headset. I don't know why it's doing it. Or see if we can get that. Okay, the comment goes, the fact that the Zionist lobby is gunning for a 90-year-old woman shows just how weak Israel has become. And I think that really does say it in a nutshell. They're terrified. They're terrified of this woman. They absolutely are. All right, now, this last week we talked a bit about the so-called Big Bang Theory of the formation of the universe. And I gave you some of its history about how Edwin Hubble, who discovered the redshift, did not say it meant the universe was expanding and that therefore there was a moment of creation. That actually came from a Catholic monk. And so I have long put out the idea, and I've got an article by the same name, that the Big Bang isn't science, it's religion trying to masquerade as science. And by golly, Pope Benny the Rat came out and confirmed my observation, because the story is all over the wire today that Pope Benny is saying that God was behind the Big Bang, that God said, poof, and there was the universe. Now, I got to be honest, I was a little confused when I saw the headline, God was behind the Big Bang. I thought basically it was because God sent all the gay acrobats to Pope Benny's bedroom on the same night. But it turns out he's talking about cosmology here. And, you know, it basically underscores what I've been saying. The push for the Big Bang is not based on the science. It's because individual scientists and funding agencies and everything, they're all, you know, they're caught up in religion. They don't want to die. They don't want to face the idea that, you know, when you have that final, you know, heart attack or whatever, the only thing that happens to you is they put you in clothes that you would never have been caught dead in alive in the first place, and they put you in a box and they put you in the ground. Except in my case, when I go, I want my body donated to science because even medical students need a good laugh every once in a while. But it's, you know, they want to believe in that God, in that moment of creation. And we're seeing a repeat here in the 21st century. We're seeing a repeat of the same thing that happened in the debate between Aristotle and later scientists like, you know, Galileo, where Aristotle said the earth is the center of the universe and everything moves around us, and the church said, by golly, you're right. That's absolutely in accord with our scripture that says that, you know, God sits up nights to admire us. And when people looked up in the sky and said, you know, those planets aren't behaving like they move around us, and so Ptolemy said, oh, yes, they do, but there's this magical invisible pink unicorn thing. You know, the flying spaghetti monster is out there, and he's got these things called epicycles and deferents, and for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, the scientific establishment of its time studied and promoted the idea of epicycles to explain the fact that what we saw in the real world didn't match up with the theory. And so now we've got the same thing. We've got this idea of a moment of creation, a Big Bang, proposed by a Catholic monk. Georges Lemaître was his name. And the church wants it supported. They've got their own observatory, and they're always providing, you know, evidence to support this whole thing. And, you know, now Pope Benny is saying, yeah, this was God at work. And the real world science isn't supporting the Big Bang. In particular, the contradiction between the theory of the Big Bang and what we now know from general relativity about black holes, the two are irreconcilable. And so we're getting more epicycles called the Higgs boson and these incredibly expensive religious altars called super colliders. And it's the same thing in the ancient Greek temples. They'd hire scientists to build really impressive machines to convince the gullible marks that, hey, they really know what they're doing. They've got machines that do wonderful things. CERN is exactly the same thing. Philosophically, morally, spiritually, there's no difference between the CERN super collider and heroes' heat-driven moving idols in the Greek temples. It's all about impressing people. And the Pope has basically confirmed what I've been telling you all along. It's not science. The Big Bang is religion. They're still trying to sell the same old 2,000-year-old snake oil. Meanwhile, over at NASA, who we would sort of kind of hope would be a little bit more scientific, they're still screaming about UFOs. I don't know what's going on with there. Now, here's an interesting little story, and it shows how people with an agenda will grab anything in desperation to sell that. There was a story about how, as you all know, the Earth's magnetic poles that you use for your compasses do not actually line up with the actual spinning poles of the Earth. And in point of fact, the magnetic poles are wandering a little bit, have historically done so. There is evidence to show that every once in a while they'll actually flip. And what is north will be south, and what is south will be north. There's already a region in the South Atlantic where compasses will point completely the wrong way. Good reason to have GPS, I might add. And because airport runways are marked for the magnetic compass heading, so that pilots don't have to try and do a conversion to find out where real north is, the Tampa airport is having to re-mark the lines on their runway because the number on the runway is its compass heading. Okay. Hang on to that thought. We'll get into this when we come back from these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And just story coming over across the wire now, how Secretary of Defense Gates is moving to preempt expected efforts by the new Congress to try and cut back on the defense spending. Because by golly, we got to prove to the rest of the world that we can shovel that money into the fire faster than any other nation, because that's what makes America great. And so he's worried about losing money for the little buttons and ribbons and stuff they like to decorate themselves with. And I guess that's a really good reason to send a couple of mail bombs to some government buildings in Maryland. It's just a hoot and a holler down the road. Get everybody all nervous and say, oh, we've got to have more defense money to deal with postal bombs by going out and blowing up Cairo or Iran or whatever it is they're planning on blowing up next. So maybe that's the reason we saw that little thing earlier today. Now, we were talking about the Earth's shifting magnetic pole. There's nothing new about that. It moves around quite a bit because the center of the Earth is liquid and spins slightly away from the way the outer part of the planet rotates. And one of the reasons we know about continental drift and the ocean floor spreading out from the mid-ocean ridges and then vanishing in the subduction zones is because over time, as the magnetic poles reverse, the lava coming out of those ridge lines will acquire an inherent magnetic field, which we see oscillating as we run magnetometers across the ocean floor. So it all works together. It's nothing new. Okay. So anyway, they had to change the number on the Tampa airport. And remember, we were talking about all these bird and fish kills, and everybody's trying to wave them around as, oh, there's a weapons tester, it's chemtrails, or it's HAARP, or it's this, or it's that. And now they're jumping on the magnetic thing and saying, the magnetic field of the Earth has changed and is killing off all these birds and fish. And it never has before, because the Earth's magnetic field is not static, and it is, in fact, constantly being distorted by solar activity. Now, we don't have a lot of solar activity right now, so the Earth's magnetic field is actually very stable. But there have been cases where bird flocks, and they do navigate by using the magnetic field. And when the magnetic field gets disrupted by solar activity, birds will sometimes wander off course, which is how sometimes they wind up in places like here in Hawaii. But again, it doesn't kill them off. And right now, there is no disturbance in the magnetic force. It's just moving very, very slowly, but it's not being stirred up by solar activity. But they're grabbing onto it because there is still a huge political push behind this human-caused global warming. The entire push for a global government is now resting on this. They originally had three pillars that they were trying to sell everybody on the need for a global government. The first was the big when pigs fly flu pandemic of last year, which fizzled out. They're trying to revive that one this year and saying, well, we got all that leftover vaccine from last year. Let's go ahead and use that. Then there, of course, there's the global economic disaster, but most people are coming to understand globalism is what caused that disaster. So more globalism as a fix is not really seen as a good idea by a lot of people. It's like backing the Titanic up from that iceberg and taking a whack on the other side of the bow in the hope that the leak will stop. It's a very, very tough sell. So with the global financial disaster blamed on globalism and the global flu pandemic having not really worked out well at all as a sales tool, the hopes for the global government rest on the global warming hoax. And we have repeatedly posted quotations from the stars of the global warming cult where they're openly talking about the need to scare people into accepting global government. And so there's a lot of political power behind all this. It's not just the money. It's not just the carbon tax. It's not just the carbon credits and the brokerages where everybody was going to make billions and billions of dollars off of this. Behind all of that was the justification for a global government. And that is the source of the political power that allowed Al Gore to receive a Nobel Peace Prize and an Academy Award for a scary piece of propaganda, which the British courts have ruled is full of lies. That, you know, that takes a lot of political power to pull down, you know, that medal and that statue. Personally, I think they ought to take them back, but that's a topic for another show indeed. But that's what's really going on. And so, as a result, the global warming cult, they don't know what to do with all these dead fish and dead birds. They're trying to come up with an excuse. Because if we're all here realizing that we're looking at the victims of massive hypothermia, it happened last, you know, in Bolivia earlier, rather middle of last year during the Southern Hemisphere's winter. The fish were freezing to death, dying of hypothermia in Bolivia's rivers and lakes. It was so cold. And the same thing is now happening here in our lakes and rivers. They're dying of the cold. They're dying of hypothermia. They don't have to freeze solid to die. They do require a certain amount of thermal energy for their biological processes to continue. And if they get too cold, they will die. And cold-driven bird and fish kills are nothing new. It's happened many, many times before. And the global warming cult is terrified because this image of dead fish and dead birds, dead of the cold, is going to stick in the popular memory far more strongly than just these huge towering snowdrifts that we're having to make our way through this winter. And if the global warming cult has any chance at all of convincing you to lower your standard of living and pay more carbon taxes and do as you're told by the self-described masters of the universe, they've got to convince you that this winter isn't all that bad And so they're desperate to explain away these hypothermia deaths of the birds and the fish as, chemtrails and HARP, and now the magnetic field is killing them, and, you know, strange weapon tests, and they're trying to link it to that guy whose body was found in the trash dumpster on New Year's Eve. What's his name? Wheeler. They're just casting around for anything they can say. Well, you know, don't blame these fish and bird deaths on the coal. That's not it. They were killed by Elvis and his UFO and his secret death ray tests from outer space. And as I pointed out before, there are die-offs of birds and fish going on all the time. Disease process, storms. They'd run into a tornado or a hailstorm. They literally get shot down in midair. I have people writing and saying, oh, you know, Alex Jones was saying that these birds are showing signs of blunt trauma. Yeah, if you froze out of the sky and smacked into the pavement, you'd probably have blunt force trauma as well. And the only group that really profits by trying to spin this is the global warming crew, because they don't want this image of wildlife dying of the cold going into this next year, because they're still, I promise you, they're going to come back again and try and sell this snake oil, because it's the only pillar they have left on which to build their argument for a global government. The pandemic didn't work out. The economy is seen as blamed on globalism itself. All they've got left is global warming, and it's collapsing. They're trying to rebrand as climate change. They're even out there still trying to say that, well, you know, the theory of global warming predicts these harsh winters. Yeah, that's not what you were saying last October, or in 2008, or even all the way back in 2000, when you were predicting snow would be a thing of the past. It's not science, it's politics. They're trying to sell you something that is not for your benefit. If it was for your benefit, they'd just say, we want to sell you this, it'll cost you this much money. It's a scam. It's snake oil. The goal is a global government. And the reason I am so opposed to this, beyond the fact that I reject any entity that thinks lying to the public is an acceptable mode of behavior, any global government that is brought into existence through lies and fraud and deception, as this one is attempting to do, can never allow freedom of speech, can never allow freedom of inquiry, can never allow freedom of thought. A global government brought into existence through lies, fraud, and deception will have to be the greatest tyranny in history, merely to survive the darkness of its own birth. And that is why this is something to be opposed with all of our energies. I think global government is a bad idea anyway. What if we'd had a global government when Hitler came to power? What if we'd had a global government when George W. Bush came to power? I think global governments are bad. If we create a giant diamond throne of planet Earth, people will do anything to get that. And once they have it, they'll do anything with it. That is why lots and lots of little tiny nations is really better for the planet's survival than these giant empires. Humans have been around for, 800,000 years. This idea of large imperial governments has only been around for a few thousand years. We got along just fine without them before. I think we can get along just fine without them now. But that's just my opinion. Alrighty, let's see. And still on the topic of global warming here, there's a couple of articles involving this new book that has come out, which basically declares what I've been telling you. The IPCC has now come out publicly and said that the only way to save planet Earth from human-caused global warming and destruction is to surrender the idea of democratic rule. I mean, they've actually said that. Democracy is bad for the Earth. If you insist on having the people run the planet, the countries, we're all doomed. The only way you will not die horribly in writhing, boiling pain is to submit to a global tyrannical authority. They're actually saying it now. They're actually saying it. IPCC has come out and saying that. Mombiot has written a book basically saying the same thing. Some quotes here. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis. That was David Rockefeller. Let's see. The concept of national sovereignty has been immutable, indeed a sacred principle of international relations. It is a principle which will yield only slowly and reluctantly to the new imperatives of global environmental cooperation. That's from the United Nations Commission on Global Governance. They're the people who want a global government because they think it'll be them. Of course, we all know that's complete nonsense, because if the United Nations can't handle Israel, they can't manage an entire planet. Okay, here's another quote. Democracy is not a panacea. It cannot organize everything, and it is unaware of its own limits. These facts must be faced squarely. Sacrilegious though this may sound, democracy is no longer well suited for the tasks ahead. The complexity and the technical nature of many of today's problems do not always allow elected representatives to make competent decisions at the right time. This is from the Club of Rome. These are people who are pushing for a global dictatorship, saying we can do it better and faster than all of you elected representatives here. All right, let's see. In my view, after 50 years of service in the United Nations system, I perceive the utmost urgency and absolute necessity for proper Earth government. There is no shadow of a doubt that the present political and economic systems are no longer appropriate and will lead to the end of life evolution on this planet. We must therefore absolutely and urgently look for new ways. Dr. Robert Mueller, UN Assistant Secretary General. Now, I take issue with that, because I think evolution is a good thing, not just for individual life forms, but for societies and civilization. And if we have a single global government, it will mean the end of social evolution. Because as long as you have countries collapsing and new countries coming into being, each new country represents a new chance to figure out a better way to run society. That's what America was in 1776. But history has shown, and the present day America is no exception, once you have an established power base, the first thing it does is preserve and protect the status quo. It is intolerant of changes. Look how hard we had to work just to get civil rights in this country back in the 60s. So unless we have the opportunity to hit the reset button and start over, civilization will stop advancing. It will become fossilized. It will become frozen. Global government will represent the end of the evolution of human civilization. And worse than that, with so much distance and layers of bureaucracy between the rulers and the ruled, there'll be absolutely no emotional connection whatsoever. We'll be seen even worse than we are today, as property and chattel, to be culled and herded and treated the way the Morlock treated the Eloi, for those of you who are H.G. Wells fans. So that's what the real agenda is here. It's not about global warming. Obviously, with Dr. Phil Jones at Hadley CRU admitting that the Earth has actually been cooling since 1998, and with three harsh winters in a row, for those people at the United Nations and IPCC and Penn State and NOAA and NASA to still be pushing global warming tells you there's another agenda at work. And it is so important, they can't admit that they were wrong. They're still trying to find ways to say, well, even though it looks like we're wrong, we're still right, and you're wrong, and you just got to go along with us, because it's for the good of the planet. Everything they do is always justified as good for the planet or for the children, and it turns out never to be that way. All governments tend toward oligarchy and plutocracy, and a global government will be no different. Every time I hear the phrase global government, I remember that's what Alexander the Great wanted. That's what Napoleon wanted. That's what Hitler wanted. Hitler wanted global government. And these people who tried to create global governments would succeed briefly, and it was always good for them, and they built wonderful capital cities to their own glory. And all the people who had to live with the aftermath and the consequences of the building of a global government, it was kind of a really crappy deal. And that's why I think global government is to be avoided, because it's never created for the benefit of the globe. It's created for the benefit of the government, at the expense of the globe. Large-scale governments and empires are notoriously inefficient compared to isolated, autonomous communities. Its only purpose is to collect wealth across vast areas of the land and concentrate it in the pockets of those who are in charge of the Imperium. And that's its only purpose. Every time there's a large empire put together, what's the first thing they do? They start declaring war on other people. Look how many wars the United States has started just since the end of World War II. You know, we call them police actions or interventions or intrusions or whatever. We're basically, we're going into other people's countries and we're killing people there for a commercial benefit. All righty, let's see. We're coming up to the end of this segment here. I got about another 25 seconds. Real quick story, and again, this gets back to the globalists and how badly some of these green ideas are thought through. It turns out those reusable grocery bags that you've all been encouraged to buy and reuse over and over again, they're a health hazard. Not only are they breeding grounds for massive amounts of bacteria from the outside of the food you put in them, they're apparently, large numbers of them were made using lead compounds. So it's another great idea, sounded good in the advertising, turns out to actually be bad for you. We'll be right back with the last segment of our show today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in God. buzzer tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to call your attention to a gentleman by the name of David Shearman, who is the Emeritus Professor of Medicine at the University of Adelaide and a Visiting Research Fellow at the University's Department of Geography and Environmental Sciences and Law School. Now, he's written a whole bunch of books about climate change and global warming, and he is involved with the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change for the third and fourth assessment project. So he's one of the insiders there. And in his book, I mean, it's basically, it's a fascist manifesto. Okay, Shearman and his co-author Smith argue that liberal democracy, which is considered sacrosanct in modern societies, is an impediment to finding ecologically sustainable solutions for the planet. And I'm not kidding you. Shearman and his co-author Gary Bauer Thompson, in the book Green or Gone, proposed the formation of an elite warrior leadership to force people to change their lifestyles to conform to the ideologies of the global warming cult, even though they blew the predictions about the winter. Quote, government in the future will be based upon a supreme office of the biosphere. The office will comprise specially trained philosopher ecologists. These guardians will either rule themselves or advise an authoritarian government of policies based on their ecological training and philosophical sensitivities. These guardians will be specially trained for the task. This is on page 134 of the book. This is what they're proposing for the future. There's no more democracy. There's no more representative government. There's an elite trained caste of ecologists and philosophers. You know where this comes from? It's Plato's Republic, I might add. And that they will rule the entire planet. Okay? Now, considering the wonderful job the government did protecting the environment in the Gulf of Mexico, I don't think a global government's going to do any better. And it's not about environment. It's about money. Every 50 to 100 years, planet Earth is cursed with an individual or a small group of people who just want to rule it all, and they don't care how they bring it about. By overt invasion, by covert subversion, they don't care. The goal is to stand on the top of a pyramid of gold built to their everlasting glory, screaming, "I'm the king of the world." And what happens after that, they really don't care. They just live for that statue and that temple and that place in history where they'll be remembered forever. I really ought to go back and read that poem about Ozymandias, king of kings. "Gaze on my works, ye mortals, and despair." But it does seem that the problem with globalism, as is the problem with any form of government, I mean, any form of government can work if the people in that government are all living saints, and they aren't. The curse of humanity is that political power is always going to attract the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have it. In a perfect world, we'd find the best person for the job who probably wouldn't want it, and we'd draft him and say, "I'm sorry, you're president for the next 4 years. If you do a good job, we'll let you out. If you don't, you're in there for 8. That's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully, hug your loved ones, and aloha, America.